Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by our good friends at the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for their show listings. Also brought to us by New Amsterdam Vodka. We have six candidates on the list. Let's run through the list and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. Gordo joins us again via the wireless technology from a local voting precinct where he will have more exit polling at 9:15 in Gordo's Corner.
All right, Gordo couldn't make it, Craig.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Someone else is joining us from a voting precinct.
Glad to be with you, George.
Or maybe from heaven.
It's Don of the Ron and Don
Show.
Is it
sounding weird?
No. You sound great, Casey. Let's get to it.
Thank you.
Candidate number one is tomorrow night and Thursday night at the Music Hall at Fair Park, the comedic stylings of Louis C.K.
I really think that white people are from, like, another planet. Because we, like, when we came to America, it was so nice. It was just Indians. And they weren't even Indians. We called them that by accident. And we still called them that. Like, we knew in a month that it wasn't Indians. But we just don't give a shit. We came here, they're like, hi. And we're like, hey, you're Indians, right? And they're like, no. No, this is India, right? No, it's totally other place. You're not Indians? No. Ah, you're Indians. You're Indians for hundreds of years after.
Funny.
I'd like to do a segment on the state of stand-up comedy at some point. I don't know if it's as healthy as it was in the halcyon days of Richard Pryor and George Carlin and Steve Martin and whoever else you want to put up there.
Bill Cosby.
But he's certainly a current top fiver, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe top three or
not one.
Maybe number one.
Maybe ranked number one.
Mm-hmm. I love him. I think he's great.
Yeah, he's funny. Sometimes he makes you really uncomfortable. Like when he was on Saturday Night Live, I thought he was just, oh, man. I don't know. Sometimes his subject matter is just a little iffy. But, yeah, he's really, really
wasn't
funny.
That the one where he did like a... Did he do like a child molester bit or
something?
Yeah,
that was a little much, yeah.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
All right, well, that's candidate number one. Biggest show coming to town this week. Candidate two, Friday at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas, Loretta Lynn.
She's the worst stand-up.
Yeah, I don't know if she's very funny. She's pretty classy, though. How old now? 70?
She is 84.
Oh, my gosh.
And still touring.
She released the song 100 years ago.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this song? We were poor, but we had love.
That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. Didn't she get married when she was 12?
Yeah. 14, maybe? Let me look that up.
Did she marry her cousin?
She was 15. She was 15 when she married Oliver Vannetta Lynn, known variously as Doolittle, Doo, or Mooney, in 1948.
What the hell?
I think they're still together if he's still alive.
I don't think he's still alive. He was like 60 when he married her.
No, he was 21, I said.
60.
He died back in 96.
Way to go, Craig.
Pass away.
Is she the queen of country music, or is Dolly Parton the queen of country music?
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I'd say Dolly's, yeah, bigger name, maybe.
But go see Loretta anyway.
Yeah.
That's candidate
two. As a tribute to Dolly, go see Loretta Lynn.
Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town. Also, Friday night, this at the House of Blues, The Wonder Years.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Funny.
Would you stand up and walk?
Did you guys like the show?
I did like the show.
Did you have a crush on Winnie like every kid did?
Well, I was an adult when that show was on, so no.
Yeah.
I was just a kid.
That's weird.
No, we weren't. We were out of college, weren't we?
No, the Wonder Years Band. Wonder Years Band, a pop-punk band from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. It's a battleground state here on Election Day, so I tie it back into the election. And their last album, which came out in 2015, went top 10 on these charts.
Charts.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Charts.
Yeah, not familiar. Sounds okay, though.
This is angst-ridden.
Yeah.
Over-singing, but thank you.
You're listening to the lead vocalist, Dan Soupy Campbell.
Soupy. Right,
that's candidate three.
Only the second Soupy I've ever known.
Yeah, and Soupy Sales?
Soupy Sales.
Candidate four, big show coming to town Saturday at the Windstar, ZZ Top.
Best band in Texas. It's a great song. It still holds up. Whatever it is, 40 years later.
You know what I'm talking about.
Fat girl from Walmart.
If you want to go to that whole mile on the range, they got a lot of nice girls.
They did put out an album in 2012. Did okay.
You guys like all the 80s ZZ Top, all the
Eliminator
stuff? Okay.
Loved it.
George Rags on it.
They're just a little too much in every song.
You always say that.
There was. I don't know. I just don't know why they needed it. I didn't mind the spinning guitars. I just didn't know if they needed that keyboard-generated sound, you know? Play guitar.
How is this voice here that we're hearing right now? The same guy that sang.
I don't know. I think he's just trying to do a bluesy kind of thing.
Is that Billy, Frank, or Dusty that's singing?
Billy. I think this is Billy singing this, right?
Yeah,
this is Dusty.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Greatness.
All right, they're candidate four. Candidate five, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at Fair Park, it's the Dallas Untapped Festival featuring the headliner TV on the Radio.
There's a lot of simulcast now, isn't there? No.
Razor's the front man.
Yeah, could y'all get closer to the mics a little bit? Thank you.
What's going on right now, guys?
Let's not everyone sing at once, please.
Again, unfamiliar, but I like it.
I went to Untapped last year. It was a blast.
Yeah?
It's a great scene.
A lot of burr.
And candidate six, biggest show coming to town, also Saturday at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth.
You okay, Gordon?
Willie Nelson.
Oh, my gosh.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Thank you.
Stop it. We were marveling at Loretta Lynn touring at age 84. Willie is 83.
Yep. Still going.
Which reminds me of the time the two of you wronged me like I'd never been wronged. Well, that's not true, but it was one of the worst wrongings. And that was when you were invited to go on Willie's tour bus and go to his show. And I was trying to get you guys to go because I really wanted to see him because I like him a lot. Yeah. You got the invite, and you didn't call me.
I still feel bad about that.
I thought George was going to call you.
I thought Gordon had already called you.
That is a weak excuse on both of your parts.
And when we saw that neither of us had called you, we both high-fived and went and met Willie.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Wednesday and Thursday at the Music Hall at Fair Park, Louis C.K. Candidate 2, Friday at the Majestic, Loretta Lynn. Candidate 3, Friday at the House of Blues, The Wonder Years. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Windstar, ZZ Top. Candidate 5, Saturday at Fair Park, Dallas Untapped, featuring TV on the Radio. Or Candidate 6, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Willie Nelson, George.
Go Untapped.
Gordo.
I'm going to vote for Willie. I think everyone needs to go see Willie and that trigger he plays with.
Okay.
Because this may be his last time.
Yeah.
Sean.
Louis.
Just FYI.
Jared.
Louis.
Okay, I like it. Fernando.
Willie Nelson.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go comedy and go Louis C.K. So the winner, 3-2-1, Wednesday and Thursday.
Kind of comedy to see Willie these days, though.
Music Hall at Fair Park. Biggest show is Louis C.K.